This is the 22nd year of consecutive drought in the Colorado River Basin. The entirety of Montezuma County is in extreme or exceptional drought conditions, which are the two highest levels on the U.S. Drought Monitor Scale. And with prolonged severe drought comes increased risk of wildfire. KSJD public health reporter Tay Glass explores the dangers of wildfire smoke and what you can do to stay safe when you can't avoid it.
Alex Graff works as the Montezuma County Coordinator for Wildlife Adapted Partnership. He frequently does free site assessments, basically to see how safe your property is from wildfires. On Tuesday, Alex did a mock assessment of his own property.
And it's a smoky day outside. Can't smell the smoke, but you can barely see the mountains, and that's blown in from Arizona. And it is my hope that this smoke that will kind of remind people that, oh yeah, it is fire season, and I've got to do some work here.
Two wildfires in Arizona caused a cloud of smoke to sweep across southwest Colorado earlier this week. Graff is an expert at fire mitigation, but he grew up in New York State, where things like flooding were more of a concern than drought or wildfire.
And I got a big wake-up call living out here in 2018 with the 416 fire.
Graff was close to the 416 fire the day it started.
And I was kind of just across the road and heard there was smoke down south of us a bit. Shortly after, heard the highway was cut off. It was just a total disruption as to kind of everyday life.
A large part of western Colorado and the neighboring states are in exceptional drought, the most severe category, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Some are dubbing it a mega drought, and it's no surprise that these hot, dry conditions provide perfect fuel for wildfire. But more so than the fires themselves, the smoke they produce is nebulous and far-reaching.
But, you know, when you start talking about smoke, we're talking about hundreds, even thousands of miles away from where the fire actually is.
That's Scott Landis. He supervises the prescribed fire unit for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. One big risk factor for smoke is the size of the particles. The particulate matter from wildfire smoke is microscopic, 40 times smaller than a human hair.
So that goes to show you just how tiny these particles are and how they can get lodged in your respiratory system.
The tiny smoke particles Landis is talking about are called PM2.5. The risk these particles pose for people with respiratory issues is well known.
But also for folks who have issues with their heart. A lot of times this PM2.5 not only gets into your respiratory system, but also gets into your bloodstream.
Landis has some recommendations for dealing with wildfire smoke.
Are things like those N95 masks useful anymore?
They are. The N95 masks can help you, certainly, with PM2.5. Now, a lot of us have also been using different kinds of masks, just the regular cloth masks. They are not going to help you with wildfire smoke.
Landis recommends that people should put an air purifier in one room of their house. It'll serve as a clean air room if air quality gets particularly bad. The smoke from Arizona earlier this week was a warning sign for Matt Sheether. He's the wildland coordinator for the Cortez Fire Protection District.
Does it feel sort of like the calm before the storm?
Yeah, it is that calm before the storm, because once it starts, we might have a long summer, and it could happen all at once or not at all, but I am definitely planning on it being busy, and that's not just in our county or in our state, that's across the U.S.
Sheether urges community members to call dispatch if they plan on burning even a small fire.
If there's a fire ban, just please respect it, and it's for your neighbors and for your community.
Community is a big thing for Sheether. Cortez is his hometown, so when he saw the chance to build a wildland fire program in the city, he jumped at the opportunity.
And it's also protecting your neighbor's property. It's kind of that community risk reduction that we all work together.
Alex Graff knows the risk of wildfires, but he also recognizes that they're here to stay, a natural and important part of life in the Four Corners.
All of this wildfire preparedness is trying to move southwest Colorado closer to the direction of a fire-adapted community. And the goal of a fire-adapted community is this idea that we can live with fire. It's just kind of a matter of shifting our behavior and physical environment around us.
According to Graff, living in the Four Corners means living alongside smoke and fire. But if you're careful, hopefully not too close. From KSJD in Cortez, I'm Tay Glass.
Health and prevention reporting on KSJD is made possible with the support of Celebrating Healthy Communities, the Montezuma County Health Department, and Southwest Health System.